السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. In our attempt and our endeavor to seek greater recognition of Allah تبارك وتعالى through the أسماء الحسنى, through the beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, yesterday we commenced a discussion on the greatest and the exclusive name of our Creator, and that is Allah. We explained that the meaning of Allah is that being who has encompassed all perfection and who is free from all blemish and free from any defect. We also explained that some scholars say the word Allah is the Ismul A'zam, the greatest name of Allah. That when you take it, you increase the chances of your dua being accepted on condition, on proviso, that when you take it, you have none other in your heart but Allah. We highlighted yesterday, there's such great sweetness in just taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we want to commend something, we say Bismillah. When we want to seek protection from something, we say A'udhu Billah. When we want to strengthen our iman, we say La ilaha illallah. When we want to praise our Creator, we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. When we want to thank someone, we say Jazakumullah. Now continuing from there, a poet says, خَيْرُنَا أَفْضَلُنَا مَعْرِفَةً. That if you want to know who are the best of people, they are the ones who have the greatest ma'rifah and recognition of Allah. So if you want to be from amongst the best of Muslims, you need to increase your levels of ma'rifah and recognition of Allah. Why? وَإِذَا مَا عَرَفَ اللَّهُ عَبَدْ. The more you recognize Allah, the greater a worshipper of Allah you will be. You can perform salah, I can perform salah, and then an arif performs salah, one who recognizes Allah. His salah is of a different quality. It's on a different level. So who is Allah? Who is Allah? He is Rabbul Alameen. Not only has He created the universe, He then sustains the universe. خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. He is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful of those who show mercy. على كل شيء قدير, the most powerful. Allah is the one whose judgment is definitive. You and I can make a judgment, it can be overruled, it can be rejected, but Allah's judgment is definitive. Allah's judgment is ultimate. Maliki yawm al-deen, limanil mulkul yawm. Allah will announce on the day of Qiyamah, who's the judge now? Whose dominion and whose kingdom is it? Allah is the one who was in existence from ever before. Qabla kulli shay'in, هو الله وبعد كل شيء هو الله. From before anyone or anything was in existence, there was Allah. And when everything will cease to exist, there will be Allah. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Everything will come to an end. Even the angel of death will have to take his own life, and only Allah will remain. Only Allah will remain. The source of all goodness, بيدك الخير, is Allah. Everything in the heavens, in the earth, every creation, every creature, every living or non-living being praises Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. Sometimes we do not understand that praise, but everything in existence praises Allah. Why? خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Because He is the creator of everything. The soul, which is the essence of a human, it cannot get rest without loving Allah. As long as your soul does not truly love Allah, it will not be content. Your heart will not find tranquility except in the remembrance of Allah. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Your intellect cannot be sharpened or pure except when you gain the ma'rifah and the recognition of Allah. Salvation cannot be obtained except with the permission and the command of Allah. Allah says, وَمَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. If Allah misguides, who is there to guide the person? إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Even though you are the greatest of Allah's creation and the most beloved to Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't guide whom you love. Allah guides whomsoever He wills. In essence, the scholars tell us, there is no life, meaning there is no value to life, except if you remember Allah, you love Allah, and you recognize Allah. The quest is here to become an arif, one who recognizes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They say even in Jannah, there will be no enjoyment except when you're listening to Allah or when you're looking at Allah. Let's conclude again by taking the name of Allah, reminding ourselves in every rakat of every salah, how many times we sing the name of Allah. So with this consciousness, go into Isha, go into 20 rakats of Taraweeh. Take that name of Allah with feeling, with passion, with enthusiasm, with presence, with understanding. Allah, 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 Allah.